Each day begins not with haste, but with silent efficiency. At precisely 6 o'clock, I rise. The calls are checked. The fireplaces coaxed to life. The drawing room must be warm before Her Grace descends. The morning papers, ironed flat to remove unsightly creases, are laid in their appropriate order. The Times on top, then the Telegraph, followed by the Sporting Post, should His Lordship take an interest in today's races. By 6:30, I proceed to the kitchen to inspect the breakfast trays. No egg shall be underdone. No toast shall arrive unbuttered at the table. I personally ensure that the marmalade, His Majesty's favourite, a bitter Seville, is decanted into the proper silver dish and garnished with a small twist of orange peel, as tradition dictates. The teapot is pre-warmed, the cups arranged just so. A proper butler does not hope things are right. He verifies. When the family descends, I am already stationed by the dining room door, immaculate in appearance, silent in presence. A good butler knows when to be seen and when to vanish. Conversation is never interrupted, yet water glasses are refilled precisely 3/4 full, not an inch more. Toast racks are replenished without a word. We are not there to draw attention, we are there to maintain order. After the breakfast, the schedule begins in earnest. Appointments, visitors, errands, all must be anticipated, planned for, and quietly facilitated. I liaise with the housekeeper, the footmen, and the chauffeurs. There is a rhythm to the household, and I am its metronome. Should a cufflink go missing, I find it. Should a guest arrive early, I receive them. Should a letter arrive with no known sender, I inspect it with both discretion and care. By luncheon, I have already ensured the table is laid with the household's second best silver, as befits a midday meal. Napkins folded in the Windsor style. No fewer than 3 courses, but never 4, lest it seem ostentatious. I am present, but never in the way. My duty is to the family's comfort and to their dignity. In the afternoon, His Lordship may require assistance with correspondence. I know his stationery preferences, cream nor ivory, and the exact placement of the crest upon the envelope. I blot each letter with care. The wax seal is warmed over a candle, then pressed with the family signet, held at a slight angle to prevent smudging. Should there be a garden tea, I oversee its preparation personally. The cucumber sandwiches are cut thin, crusts removed. The scones are warm. The clotted cream served chilled. And the guests, however informal the setting, shall always feel as though they are being attended to by the very hand of tradition itself. Dinner is the grandest affair of the day. The family dines formally, and so the household responds in kind. I wear white gloves. The candelabra are lit exactly 10 minutes prior to seating. The wine is decanted an hour beforehand and served at a cellar temperature. I observe every course, every fork, every glance. Should a guest drop a spoon, it is replaced within seconds. Should a guest make a joke, I smile. No more, no less. After the final course, brandy and port are offered in the study. I note which guests prefer which. I never ask, I remember. That is the butler's way. When the last guest departs and the family retires, I conduct the evening round. The doors are checked, locked in the same order nightly. The drapes are drawn, the embers stirred. Upstairs, I ensure the beds are turned down, the pillows fluffed. A small tray of lavender water and a note of the next day's engagements await at each bedside. And when all is done, I retire not with fanfare, but with quiet satisfaction. For a proper butler, service is not duty, it is honour. In silence, I prepare for the next day, for though no one may see it, the household runs because I ensure it does. This has been a test of my ability to serve as His Majesty's butler, and I dare say, with every cufflink aligned and every footstep measured, I am most ready.